Junior Story, A Bad Fire Brings Good Gifts. The First Gift, A New Friend. Mom scooped Edith into her arms and ran to the truck. Edith smelled smoke, and the day looked dark. Suitcases were quickly piled into the back. "Where are we going?" asked Edith. "To the elementary school," shouted Mom from behind the truck. Then Edith saw the great big fire rushing down the mountain. Mom jumped in the back seat with Edith, while Dad and her older brother, Wayne, hopped in the front. Dad raced down Grizzly Run Road. It was very bumpy, and Edith was scared. Mom hugged her tightly and prayed, "Father God, please keep us safe." Dozens of families were already at Florence Elementary School when they arrived. Some were neighbors, and some were strangers. Each school classroom became like a giant living room with three families in it. Every family was given their own corner, with one corner left open for everyone to use. It had tables, a couch, some books, toys, and a TV. The wildfire was huge, and everyone knew they would be staying at the school for many weeks. After Edith's family brought in their suitcases, Dad called the family together to pray. "Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us safe from the fire. And thank you, too, for all these helpers from Morning Star Church who are cooking food for us and trying to make us comfortable. Help us be kind to everyone while we stay here. Amen." Wayne did not like Dad's prayer. He was not thankful because he had to let his horses out to run away from the fire. He was mad. Edith saw a girl sitting over by the tables. "Mom, can I go over there?" she pointed. "I'll go with you," said Mom. "Hi, I'm Edith. I'm 4. What's your name?"
"Peggy. I'm 4 too," she giggled. "Wanna play with the toys?"
The two girls were soon chatting and laughing. "Oh, Lord, you are so good," Mom whispered. "Thank you for giving Edith a friend our first day here."